is going to provide wraparound services where our schools can literally put their arms around these kids and meet their needs in the coming days and months and, yes, years. The second piece is the first $15 million that we requested to speed up what I have to call for FEMA non-congregate sheltering, which is more medium-term housing. It's getting folks out of hotels that may not be able to guarantee certain lengths of stays and into what we call travel trailers, which will allow them to be closer to their community. And we are working right now with the communities impacted to be able to locate, especially families with kids, close to their schools, close to their communities where they can receive services.